Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
And now, welcome to the show.
You're looking marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are marvelous, everybody. How's everyone doing this wonderful Sunday afternoon, August the 2nd, 2015. This is the Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Wildstar Radio, the biggest 3-day weekend online. This is the D-Man, Derek Ferret here. And I just want to say, let us please stand and give props to a dear, dear wrestling legend, one of the best-known heels in professional wrestling history, and a WWE Hall of Famer. Here is the entrance theme of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Thank you.
Collegiate
His father was an officer in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and they lived in the Paz, Manitoba. After being expelled from junior high for having a switchblade in school and having a falling out with his dad, Piper hit the road and stayed in youth hostels. As a young man, he became proficient in playing the bagpipes, though he repeatedly stated that he was unsure exactly where he picked them up. His childhood and lifelong best friend is ex-NHL player and Stanley Cup winner Cam Connor. And he was a boxer and an amateur wrestler before he started to become a professional wrestler. I didn't even know about this. He won the Golden Gloves Boxing Championship, and he was awarded a black belt in judo from Jean LaBelle, American judo champion, instructor, stuntman, and professional wrestler. How about that? That's how he got into it. Okay. When he first started making his way in the ring, playing the bagpipes, at first the ring announcer introduced him as Roddy the Piper, but the fans and attendants heard it as Roddy Piper, and the name stuck. That's how he got the name Roddy Piper. From 1973 to 75, Piper was a jobber in the American Wrestling Association, the AWA, Kansas City, and the Maritimes. He also worked in Texas in Paul Bosch's NWA Houston wrestling promotion and in Dallas in Fritz Von Erich's Big Time Wrestling. By late 75 and early 76, he was a top villain for Mike and Gene LaBelle's NWA Hollywood Wrestling. In 77-78, he also started work with Roy Shire's NWA San Francisco Wrestling. In addition to remaining in the Los Angeles office, he developed his rowdy character. And I think also by late 78 and early 79, Piper left the California promotions even more famous in Don Owens' Pacific Northwest Territory. He teamed with Killer Tim Brooks and Rick Martel to win the NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team Championship. And before entering WWE, which was WWF at the time, full-time in 1984, Piper had a match with the WWF under Vince McMahon Sr. and in the mid-70s in Madison Square Garden. Freddie Blassie stuffed Piper's bagpipes with toilet paper so they would not play in front of the Garden crowd. But in 83, McMahon contacted Piper and insisted on serving out his contract with Jim Crockett on his way out of Crockett's promotion. Of his character, he became a villain, which set the stage for his WWF run in 1984. And back then, later that year, he was given his own interview segment called Piper's Pit. During one Piper's Pit, Piper insulted Jimmy Snuka's Polynesian heritage and attacked Snuka by smashing him over the head with a coconut. He also insulted Bruno Sammartino during a Piper's Pit segment, which led to a feud that ended in the steel cage match, which Piper lost. Also, I remember he had an interview with Rocky Johnson, who was The Rock's, Dwayne Johnson's father. He said, why don't you go ahead and be a good boy and shine the shoes? And I remember, and long story short, Rocky Johnson knocked Piper out. And obviously, he had his next major storyline was fighting against Hulk Hogan, which also involved Cyndi Lauper. In 1985, MTV cast broadcasted The War to Settle the Score, which featured a main event match between Piper and Hogan, who was accompanied in the ring by Lauper, Captain Albano, and Mr. T. Now, this event set up the very first WrestleMania later on. That was incredible. That was so incredible. And like I said, he basically did some things. He basically did a lot of stuff on television as well as in movies as well. He died July 31st, 2015. He died in his sleep after a heart attack at the age of 61 in his home of Hollywood, California. Piper survived by his wife, Kitty, their four children, and four grandchildren. Vince McMahon, the CEO of WWE, also made a statement commenting that Roddy Piper was one of the most entertaining, controversial, and bombastic performers ever in WWE. Beloved by millions of fans around the world, I extend my deepest condolences to his family, unquote. Hollywood director John Crawford also said, devastated to hear the news of my friend Roddy Piper's passing today. He was a great wrestler, a masterful entertainer, and a good friend. Yes. In an HBO Real Sports interview conducted by Piper in 2003, he had predicted that he was not going to make 65. Wow, he wasn't going to make the C65 due to his poor lifestyle, and that his 2003 return to WWE was because he could not access his pension fund until reaching the age of 65. That's sad.
That's really kind of sad, though. That's really kind of sad when you think about it that way. Well, those who are into wrestling, you know he had finishing moves like the sleeper hold. He had some signature moves like the belly to back suplex, almost similar to the belly to belly suplex, which was made famous by Magnum TA. He had the bulldog move, figure four leg lock, which Ric Flair used. He had the high knee, the inverted atomic drop, the low blow, multiple jabs, and poking and raking the opponent's eyes. Wow. That is something else. He was a really good wrestler, and he will be missed. He will be missed. I want to give a moment of silence. And please disregard the voice from Blog Talk Radio. I understand he's kind of loud. It's kind of loud, though. I had some things I wanted to tell you about. Since tomorrow kids are going to be going to school, tomorrow will be the first day of school for all the kids in Bibb County, Macon, Bibb County, where I'm staying right now. And I want to give you some tips to keep children safe for returning to school. This is from Catherine. This is originally from Catherine Shepherd from WGXA, the ABC and Fox affiliate for Macon, Georgia. Macon, Bibb County, says, as the new school year approaches, Bibb County Lieutenant Ellis Sinclair has some tips for motorists to keep students safe. And Mr. Sinclair urged motorists to stay off their phones and other electronic devices. I guess that's a good start. Sinclair said that a lot of them come up on a school bus and they don't realize that the school bus has stopped. Sinclair said of drivers who pay attention to phones instead of the road. So definitely, stay off their phones while they're driving their children to school. That's a good hint, good story, something that's good to know. Sinclair also said that drivers should be vigilant when in a school zone or near a bus stop. He said that children aren't always paying attention when crossing the road and that they don't always use crosswalks. And said Sinclair urged parents that drop their children off at a school, stay behind until the child enters the building. He said that don't just drop that child off and drive off assuming that they have walked inside that school. But we ask that the parent physically watch their child go inside that school. That's very important. And he adds that if parents aren't sure that their children has entered the school, they should park and go inside the school's office to double check. That's really good advice. Very good advice. Also, there's some bus stop safety tips for back to school, which I want to add to this broadcast because it's very important, especially because, like I said, tomorrow will be the first day of school of the 2015-2016 school year. I wanted to get this point across because I know it's very important, especially those who are going to be going to school for the very first time, whether it's daycare, kindergarten, middle school, or high school. Just want to let you all know. Let's see. This is also from Catherine Shepherd from WGXA. It says, with school starting in a few days, Anthony Jackson, Director of Transportation for the Bibb County School District, has some tips to keep children safe at the bus stop. And says that when it comes to knowing when to stop at bus stops, Jackson said that a lot of bus drivers aren't aware of exactly what they do or what to do. He said that if the bus stop is on a two-lane road, traffic must stop in both directions. He says he has on that quote, both the traffic behind the bus and in front of the opposite lane should come to a complete stop, unquote. However, Jackson said most people get confused about what happens when a bus stop occurs on a multiple-lane road. He says that that if there's a median between the bus stop and the opposite side of the road, drivers on the opposite side of the median from the bus do not have to stop, but should proceed with caution. However, if there is no grass or concrete median separating opposing traffic, both sides of the road must come to a complete stop to ensure student safety. And Jackson said the most common roads where motors don't stop for school buses are on Highway 247, well, in the middle Georgia area, that is, where motors don't usually stop for school buses are usually on Highway 247, North Side Drive, Mercer University Drive, and areas where there is no concrete median. Mr. Jackson urged parents to make sure that they arrive early to the bus stop and not to run after the bus if their child arrives late. He said if the child misses the bus, try to catch up at the next stop. And he says for more details about it, about back-to-school safety, visit, I think, www.schools.bib.k12.ga.us/page/463. That's just one to let you know for all you parents out there that have children that are getting ready to go to school tomorrow morning. Be sure to set your alarm clock to you because you don't want to be late, especially be late getting the bus. And I know I had a whole bunch of sad stories before, especially yesterday with the dog and that killed with the firecracker and with the Cecil the lion that was killed by some poaching dentist yesterday. I do want to, you know, at least end it off on a good note, on a high note. And here's the story that I'm so glad to talk about. It's a wonderful story. It's an Army Reserve Center in Warner Robins named after a local hero. This is from David Johnson from WGXA. Says that a Warner Robins resident who served in a Warner Robins resident who served in Operation Iraqi Freedom received a special honor yesterday. The Army Reserve Center in Warner Robins is now named after Army Specialist Daniel E. Gomez. Gomez and three other soldiers died in July 2007 from injuries sustained from an explosive device and sidearms fire attack during combat operations. Captain Mario Poncel, who went to high school with Gomez, got emotional when talking about his friend. He says that Daniel's memory will live on forever in the brick and mortar of this building. But more importantly, he'll live on in the training that goes on there, training the future soldiers, he said. And Gomez's awards and decorations include the Bronze Star Medal, the Purple Heart, the Army Commendation Medal, and the Combat Medic Badge. So congratulations, posthumous congratulations to Specialist Daniel E. Gomez for your bravery. Thank you for your bravery and for your service. And, well, looks like that's how I'm going to end this this particular broadcast of the Marvelous Radio Show. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m., Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m., or unless otherwise we notify you for a change in time of schedule. If you want to advertise with us, please give me a call at 478-731-1926 or call Marvella Ivory at 478-228-3715. Or you can email us at the show at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to us. You're a great audience. I really appreciate you continuing to listen to us. Hopefully sometime in the fall, we'll be able to expand our show to more than just half hour. I want to apologize for the delay of today's broadcast and also maybe in the ending of yesterday's broadcast where I forgot to, I guess, sign off. I was just checking out, trying to get ready for the next day's broadcast because I was trying to, matter of fact, I do want to, while I'm here, I might as well go ahead and give a, it's not a retraction, but it's a correction. I forgot the name of the website where you can go into petition to make stricter laws on I guess, animal cruelty. The website is called usignanimals.org. That's all ran together. It's usignanimals.org. Usignanimals.org. And it's a website where I got in the story, where my friend Santos De La Rosa told me about on Facebook. And if you want to go ahead and participate and petition for it, I think there is a petition for it, you can go ahead there and sign it. at your time of leisure. Make sure you do that, so you won't have to have multiple stories of that in the upcoming future. I hope you guys do have a wonderful week, and all the kids out there, be safe and study well, study hard, and make new friends on your first day of school, particularly those who are going to school on their very first time in kindergarten, daycare, first grade and up and otherwise. Always do your best no matter what. Always do well. And on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show, this is the D-Man, a.k.a. Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Sunday. We'll see you next weekend. Take care, everyone. And I want to go ahead and end this program with a bagpipe version of Amazing Grace. Of course, you know, I did that in memory of Leonard Nimoy when his character, Mr. Spock, when he died earlier this year. And plus, it's in memory of him when his character died in Wrath of Khan, Star Trek II, when they played Amazing Grace on the bagpipes. That was a very moving scene. Excuse me. I'll just go ahead and go and play before I start choking up. But anyway, I want this to. I don't usually play this willy nilly. Play especially a sacred song like this, especially song with bagpipes. This is dedicated to, obviously, to Rowdy Piper, who passed away this past Friday. Also in memory of Bobby Christina Brown, who passed away earlier this week, who also passed away, and also to Army Specialist Daniel E. Gomez, who had a reserve center named after him. All three of you, you will always be remembered. You all went too soon. You passed away too soon. And to the families of the people that I mentioned, your prayers and your prayers are with us. You have our condolences. May you keep your heads up. On behalf of the Tomorrow's Radio Show, this is Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Sunday. Kids, have a wonderful wonderful first day of school. And also to the President, Mr. President, Barack Obama, I want to say a happy early birthday to you. Even though I know your birthday is on Tuesday, 54th birthday, I know our show is not on Tuesday, but I just want to go ahead and say it to you. Happy birthday. Happy early birthday to you, Mr. President. Thank you very much for listening, and hopefully we'll see you next weekend. Have a great, marvelous week, everybody. Take care.